I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Got a few days left to get yourself into a brand new Mercedes-Benz for $100. How is this even possible, Burt Show? You're big fat liars. No, we're not. It is a raffle that we do every single year for Burt's Big Adventure because RBM of Alpharetta gives us a Mercedes.
Yeah, tickets are only $100. You have a 1 in 2,500 chance in winning. Those are incredible odds, and we are now less than 150 raffle tickets away from selling out. So if you wait till tomorrow, chances are
they'll be gone.
You're screwed.
And you could win a brand new 2023 Mercedes-Benz GLA 250 SUV for just $100. And then all that money is going to Burt's Big Adventure. And we could not do this without RBM of Alpharetta. For 6 years in a row now, they have donated a car for us to be able to do this, which is incredible, and have managed to raise over $1 million for Burt's Big Adventure.
Yeah, I want to be clear about this, too. We don't say a portion of the proceeds goes to Burt's Big Adventure.
All of it.
The portion is 100%.
Uh-huh.
That's a pretty big piece of the pie.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, get your raffle ticket right now, theburtshow.com or burtsbigadventure.org. All right, before I get into this to catch a cheater war of the roses, I would like to open up the Burt Show Book of Records to find out who found out that your new bride or new groom was messing around right after the wedding. Was it a day? Was it a week? Was it 3 weeks? Was it 6 weeks? Was it 6 months? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW.
Can I kick it off?
You were cheating on Bart?
No.
Something to confess?
I won't say where I was working at the time. This was many, many, many moons ago in my early radio career. I was a promotions director at a station. One of the sales execs went and got married, and she found out on the honeymoon. Like everybody else pretty much knew that he wasn't faithful, but sure enough, she ended up finding out on their honeymoon that he had been cheating on her, and as soon as they got back, the whole thing was annulled.
You just jogged my memory. I've got one very similar.
Yeah?
Believe it or not, it was a guy that I used to play with on the Hooter softball team. It's amazing this happening. Yeah, he was on his honeymoon also, and he went to play a round of golf for the day, and he comes home back to their suite, and she's linking up with another woman.
In the suite?
In the suite.
Huh.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah. Okay. Now, he was the kind of guy that wasn't really offended by it, was kind of excited by it. But it also, she confessed to him that night that's part of her lifestyle, and she had never told him about it before.
And until they, after they got married.
Until after they got married.
Because
that's something you should tell somebody before.
I think so. I think that's right? Important information.
That goes on the list of things you disclose before, for sure.
All right, so who can beat honeymoon here? Maybe it was the night of the wedding. God. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. I recently got married a few weeks ago, and it was supposed to be the happiest day of my life. Unfortunately, something's been bothering me even before the wedding, and I need your help with it. So here's the deal. I had and still have this nagging feeling that my now husband might be seeing someone else. It's not the kind of feeling you want to have before your big day, and honestly, it's been eating away at me. One big reason I don't want to call off the wedding, even though I had these suspicions, was the embarrassment factor. My family had invested so much money and effort into the wedding preparations, and it felt like pulling the plug would have been a disaster for everyone involved. So I pushed through and decided that I'd address this issue after the wedding.
We have somebody on the line who can beat the honeymoon, by the way.
Okay. Two paragraphs, and I'm going to get to Rosalind. Well, here we are in the after, and I can't ignore my gut feeling any longer. I need to find out if my husband is indeed seeing someone else, and if he is, I want to know who the other person might be. It's eating me up from the inside. Can you help me out? I'd also love some advice and opinions on what to do if he is cheating. Obviously, I'm not wanting to get divorced right after getting married. I just need some advice on how to get him to end whatever situation he's involved in and fix things with us so we have a happy, long marriage. Happy, long marriage. From Lee. Okay. So, Rosalind, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you. Thanks for being part of it.
No problem. I have a story that can kind of top that. My sister-in-law, we found out she was being cheated on. Her husband-to-be was sleeping with somebody the night before the wedding. We walked in on them the morning of the wedding, and they still went through with it.
What? Was it the same type situation where she just felt so much pressure because everybody was already there, they had flown in, that kind of thing?
Probably. And then I think, too, the embarrassment. It's like, no, if I ignore it, it didn't really happen. They didn't last long, about 2 years, and they got divorced.
I'm shocked that it lasts 2 years.
I am too, right. To be honest.
Hey, wow.
Thank you, but I'm sorry you called.
Yes.
You guys have a great day.
You too. Thanks for being part of the show. All right, so we can test this guy tonight. This one's heartbreaking. These two, the two types of to catch a cheaters that I hate are the new marriages and the ones where they just had a kid.
Or if she's currently pregnant.
Or she's currently pregnant. Mm-hmm. That's a third one also. So we'll do that tonight. The Burt Show.